Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome to Sword of the Spirit Ministry on blogtalkradio.com. 3 days out of the week, we're here on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I want to say welcome to everybody from around the world. God bless you for all coming in and listening over the internet and the calls that are coming through. I want to give God the glory and the praise and the honor tonight. We have an awesome, awesome message from the Lord, as always. Tonight, I'd like to talk about temptation. Temptation. And how we are tempted each and every day. How we can also fight temptation. So tonight is a blessing of a word. So please, God bless you. We are going to be reading out of the Bible tonight. So get your Bibles, your pencils, get that pot of coffee percolating. Sit back, relax, do not go nowhere. We're going to open up service. Amen. Praise God. And I will be right back. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us open up service, praise God, and then we will get to the Word. Heavenly Father, I come before you, and I ask, Lord, before I even pray this prayer tonight, I pray, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord. Father, if I said anything, Lord, if I've done anything that was not pleasing to you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for your mercy and your grace to fall upon me tonight, Father. Lord, we open up this ministry, Father God, tonight, Lord, with your authority and your permission to be upon it, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, that you would lead it and guide it, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Father, will just flow through it and to flow, Lord, to every person that is listening from around the world. Tonight, Father God, I pray that and just thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, Lord, that your word, Father God, would just plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit in you, Lord. I also pray tonight, Father, for your word, Father, to always and forever be a lamp unto our feet, to lead us and guide us and show us the way, Father God. For every footstep that we take, Lord, may we be blessed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tonight, Lord, I also pray that I will be used as your vessel and as your tool, Father God. I pray, Lord, that no one will hear my voice, but, Father, only to hear you through me, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that for every word that I say, Father, allow it to be from your word and nothing from me, Father. Nothing from the flesh, but only from your spirit. Tonight, Father God, I call upon the spirit, Father God, to dwell in me and to intervene in me, Father, as I share your word and to serve you, Father. And I say in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God and amen. Glory goes to God. Well, I'd like to tell everybody our beliefs that we are non-denominational. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And just so if you're wondering if you're in the right place, so you are. Tonight, I would like to share a little bit about temptation. Temptation has been here since the beginning of creation. The first person that ever got tempted by Satan was Eve herself. The first person ever since the beginning of creation was Eve. And since that temptation, we've had nothing but chaos. So with temptation, there will be always a price to pay. Let's go back to the book of Genesis from the beginning of creation when Eve got tempted by Satan. Do not eat from the tree of knowledge. The Lord asked her, do not eat from the tree of knowledge. But then Satan came to her and said, but it is good and it is pleasing. He tempted her by telling her that it was sweet and that it was good and pleasing and that it's okay to eat from the tree of knowledge. This is just an example of where the temptation first began. It began from Eve. And then what happened when Eve ate from the tree of knowledge? She had complete chaos. The Lord literally had to tell Adam and Eve to leave the Garden of Eden because they were no longer worthy to be in the garden. But the Lord wanted to teach them a lesson, to show them, and he punished them. So basically they had chaos right from there, from the first temptation, from the beginning of creation. There is a price to pay with giving in to these temptations of the world. And let me say this, we only get hit by our weaknesses too. You see, the reason that we get tempted by the devil and get tempted by the world, because Satan knows our weaknesses. And that's where he's going to hit. That's where he's going to start. Excuse me. If we feel lonely, so this is what the devil does. If we feel lonely, then Satan will make us feel scared and lonely. He adds to our pain. If we're depressed, he will make us more depressed and worthless about ourselves. And the more we give in to the temptation of our weaknesses, the only thing we're doing is feeding the craving to do it even more. Allowing ourselves and giving into the temptation itself. And if we read in the book of James chapter 1 verse 14, it says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Amen. So we must be careful in what we do in the flesh. And this is why we are to walk in spirit and focus on God. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. Amen. But there is hope that we can fight back. And we will find the answer in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. I'm sorry, I went too far. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. The answer lays right here in this scripture, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15. What is the answer to this verse? What is the answer to fighting back? The answer is Jesus. That also was tempted, but did not give in. Now, God does not give us more than what we can handle. We should all know that. He knows how much we can bear and how much we can take. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation has ever taken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. The answer is God, trusting and having hope and faith in the Lord. And with prayer, our Lord says that we must pray every day. What are we praying for? We're praying for the armor of God. And what is the armor? Jesus. Again, we found the answer. There is a way out. We don't have to be a slave to this world. We don't have to actually give in to temptation. But let us go into the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 40. He came to the place. And when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. We're reading these verses, we're reading these scriptures, and we're finding out that when we are tempted or we are hit with temptation, that there is a way out. That there's, with the armor of God, which is Jesus, again, and the book of Hebrews has shown us again the true answer, again, Jesus. And now the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 40 is showing us also that we can overcome, because the Lord will not give us more than what we can bear. That means he's giving us a chance that we can bear it and we can actually walk away, but only with his strength. So this whole message cuts down to this: remain focused on God. Put your armor on daily. Remove whatever it is that will cause you to fall. Let us read the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 29. This scripture that I'm looking up right now, excuse me, I'm a little bit trying to get this, our scriptures here. So just in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 29 says, so if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Now, these are the scriptures. This is God's word that is telling us that when there's so much temptation, no matter where you go, no matter where you run, no matter how far you think you can go, how strong you can be in the Lord. Well, I'm not going to get tempted because I'm focused in my Bible. I'm focused in prayer. I'm too strong in God. Well, guess what? Every human being has a weakness. Everyone. And when you have a certain weakness and you are a child of God, which we all know that we are, when we are children of God, we are going to get hit in our weaknesses. We have to understand. First of all, number one, you are a child of God. That's enough right there for the devil to hit. Second of all, you have weaknesses in your flesh because you're still human. You are not completely walking in spirit. The flesh does take over. The flesh is more, I'll say it like this, there's 75% flesh and only, 80% flesh and only 20% spirit. So you're more into flesh than you are in spirit. And if we feel, watch what the devil does. If we feel lonely, then Satan will make us feel lonely and scared. He adds on to the weaknesses and to our emotions. If we're depressed, he will make us feel more depressed and worthless about ourselves. And the more we give in to the temptation of weaknesses, the only thing we're doing is feeding the craving to do it even more. Like I said, temptation's been here since the beginning of creation. The first person that ever got tempted of that's been on this earth, the first human being, was Eve. And, you know, temptation has caused a lot of chaos. Everybody thinks that temptation is only there. Okay, well, I'm going to get tempted, or I'm just going to look at whatever it is that you're not supposed to be looking at. I'm going to look at that. Oh, I'm going to glaze in it. I'm going to be in it. But guess what? That temptation that you're looking in and that you're so hypnotized about is going to open another door to an ugly sin. And that's a door that you don't want to be open, because that door is what's going to cause complete chaos in your life. But the Lord said, again, I will read it, that whatever it is that's causing you to sin, causing this temptation in your life, causing you to fall, cut it out. And what he meant, well, if it is your right eye causing you to sin, cut it out. But he doesn't mean that literally. But what he's saying is, if there's a person and they're tempting you, then walk away from it. There's a lot of things that are going on. I'm going to give you an example. There's a lot of things that are going on Instagram. But women are actually, I'm going to have to say it. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm going to have to say it. There's a lot of women that are going around naked, and they're flaunting themselves, and they're flirting with married men, and they're flirting with men, and they're doing it to have money or whatever it is. It's attention. They're looking for attention. I'm going to say this. They are attention whores. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Okay? And when a woman does that, or a man too, men do it too, okay? And they have to get naked on an Instagram and video themselves and wear a lot of makeup, whatever it is that is actually catching your attention. That is called the Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit, that's what it does. Everybody thinks that the Jezebel spirit was a woman. No, it was a spirit. And it is a spirit. Not it was, it still is a spirit. And it's a very strong and ugly spirit. And the Jezebel spirit will cause a lot of temptation. So much temptation. It will literally make you sick. It's a temptation that you cannot control. It is a temptation that you cannot seem to get it under control. Once you become under its command, it's not that easy to get out of it. If you are not fully armored by the armor of God, you will not realize or understand how to get yourself out of it. Anything that is enticing you, anything that is luring you in to temptation, to opening a door to a sin, opening a door to adultery, opening a door to gays and lesbian marriages, opening a door to dating someone that you're not supposed to be dating, opening a door to breaking a marriage, opening a door to drugs, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction. This is all considered temptation, but only to the flesh. But the Lord says if we would and if we should walk in spirit. But I have to say this also. If it is that simple for us to get tempted just by a blink of an eye, then that means we are not walking in spirit. That means the spirit is not alive in you. That means because the 80% of the flesh took over. Actually, it's not just 80%, but now it is 100% of flesh. Because if you had even that 20% of the Spirit of God in you, dwelling in you, now it fleed. It turned its back right now because you are being tempted. You're looking at sin. Your flesh is hungry and craving for that sin. Why? Because we're allowing it. We're giving in to the weaknesses of the flesh. This is where temptation began. The Lord told Eve back then, the beginning of creation, let's go back. The Lord told Eve, do not eat from that tree. There is so many other trees in the garden and such beautiful this and beautiful roses and beautiful fruit and all the above. There was one tree in the center of the garden, and the Lord specifically said, do not eat of the tree of knowledge, because we all understand that it was not a fruit. He said, do not eat of the tree of knowledge. But what happened? Because somebody told her not to do it, they just made her want it more. Then, now the weakness is there. Now she's curious, but she's not doing it. She's doing her best to listen to the Lord. But then now you have this serpent. The serpent comes as a snake. You can eat from this tree. It's okay. Whatever he did, he talked her into it. He lured her into it. He enticed her with it because he got to her weakness. Because she was weak in the flesh, he knew the exact words to say to lure her into the temptation, and she gave into it. She literally gave into the temptations, and what happened? It was complete chaos. It's the same thing from then, from the beginning, and now it's the same thing today. At the end days, at the end time, it doesn't matter. This has been going on since the beginning of time. The spirit of Jezebel is very, very strong, and it's going to and fro from this earth. The unclean spirits are out. I mean, the world is now open and free to all darkness, to all kinds of evil, to all kinds of temptation. But how can we resist it? We can resist it. Because I'm going to go back and prove that we can. I'm going to read this. Just turn my page, please. God bless you. There is a way out. There is an answer. And this scripture right here, excuse me, I'm a little bit tongue-tied tonight. This scripture is literally going to give us the answer, the way out. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." The answer is Jesus. Again, how do we get through? What is the answer? Jesus won. There we go. That's one in the book of Hebrews. The second, we need the full armor of God. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now, that we must cover ourselves with the armor of God. Again, what is the armor of God? Jesus. The Word. The Spirit. Jesus. If you don't have Him, then you can't fight back. You can't fight the temptations of this world alone. You can't do it. You are too weak in the flesh. Again, like I said, you will have 80% of flesh and maybe 20% of spirit. Why do I say that? Why am I being so harsh? It's not being harsh. It's true. You can't sit here and tell me because we all walk in the spirit 100%. Because if we were walking in spirit, then we would get through these temptations like it's nothing. These temptations would not faze us. Lust, adultery, gambling, alcohol, whatever you want to call it. It would not faze you if you were truly, truly in spirit. But if your eyes, you know what, I'll even say this. How about people in church? I just want to give everybody a little example here. People in church, okay, men will be up in the front, and then these women will walk, a woman will walk in, and she's dressed or whatever, how it is, and if she walks up to the altar, you can't sit here and tell me because 10 men is not going to look at this one woman. And now, hold on, now their eyes are no more closed and they're not worshiping anymore, but now they're focused on this woman that just walked in because she was a beautiful woman and wow, I have to look at her. Guess what? It's temptation. You're actually worshiping, praising, you're clapping your hands, and then boom, something just comes in 1 second and now you're off track. So this is just an example what I'm giving you, okay? So that means that you're not fully in spirit. The Lord says if you are in spirit, you can fight back the temptation of the world. Actually, the temptation will not even phrase you. If you're more into God and more into the Word of God and more into your prayer and you remain focused in your walk with Christ, then these temptations of the world will not phrase you whatsoever. That's if you're in true spirit, fully 100%. So right now, even Christians, I'm going to even say let's go 90% of flesh, and 10% of spirit. They're more in the flesh today than they are in spirit. And this is why the temptations of the world is so easy to that you can give in. Because it's not just the devil. It is your weaknesses. It is you that gives in to it. We all do it. It is the weaknesses that hit us. Like I said before, if we're lonely, the devil's going to make us feel lonely and scared. He's going to add to that weakness that you have. Oh, well, I'm just looking at her because she's a beautiful woman. But that look now is going to turn to, well, let me go say hello to her because she just seems like a nice lady or she's just a beautiful woman. I'm trying to say this as respectful as I can. But then from saying hello, well, do you have a number? We could talk. I mean, it just leads to one thing and leads to another. And again, then you have chaos. You will have a complete catastrophe on your hands, and you will not know how to get yourself out of it, and then it will be too late because you done opened the door. Everybody blames, well, the devil tempted me. The devil made me do it. You know, if you're really, really strong in God, you could resist the devil. It won't phase you. But if you're weak in your flesh, the weakness, the devil's going to hit. Of course he's going to hit. He's waiting for you to be weak. That's what he wants. It comes to the weak. Whether you're a Christian, Catholic, or it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. You're still in the flesh. The flesh is 90%. Let's remember that. Second of all, okay, it's not always the douche-mono's fault. It's not always the devil's fault. It is our fault because we allow him to hit our weaknesses because our weaknesses are so weak and that we're just so not strong enough to hold back. You see, we have to be the ones to make that choice to either give in or remain strong. See, we're the middleman. You don't understand. This is a spiritual battle. We're in the middle of it. We have to choose. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Lord, I don't want this. Help me. Help me. Give me the strength to pull back. Now you're asking for the Spirit of God to dwell, and you're bringing it out more. So now the Spirit is 50%. And the flesh is 50%. So now you're meeting up in the middle. But then when you literally could walk away and resist the temptation and walk away from your weaknesses, oh, you have conquered. You have conquered more than what you know. You just became strong because you walked away from it. Now you're coming towards God. But wait a minute. Let's go the other way here. If we give in to the temptation, that means the flesh took over. The flesh now is completely 100%. You're not no more 90, you're not no more 50. Now it's 100% flesh. Why? Because you completely gave in to the temptation. You're actually lusting for this woman on Instagram. You're lusting in that casino. Well, let me get more. You're drinking. You're gambling. You're drugging it up. Whatever it is, whatever your weakness is, you have given into it. You're not in spirit. You are not in strong enough in the Lord. You allowed the flesh. See, that's what I'm saying. If you are in complete spirit, then all that ain't going to phrase you. But if you're in the flesh, oh, you ain't going to care about nothing. Are you going to care as well? Oh, I'm just looking at her because she's just a beautiful woman. You know what? That word right there will open up a door to complete chaos, to complete catastrophe. So that's what I wanted to share about tonight, temptation. And how do we fight back with Jesus, with God, remaining in your walk with Christ, remaining in your word, praying. You got to remain with God. It's not an easy walk. It's not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, no, it's all hunky and dory, because it ain't. And if you are a Christian, you would know this. It is not easy, and it never will be easy. But you can overcome because Jesus overcame. He also, let's even go there, the Son of God literally came in the flesh. He was tempted too. He was completely tempted too. The Son of God got tempted by the devil, and he resisted it. He walked away. He knew not to give in. Well, we can't say, I know a lot of you out there are probably saying, well, he was the Son of God. Yes, but let's remember something. He was in the flesh. He was born in the flesh. He walked this earth, and he went through these things, and he felt what we felt. And he knew what we went through and what we are going to go through, but he came not only to talk about it. He came to go through it, to actually illustrate it, to show us as children that we can overcome this world. We can overcome it because he overcome it. And if we are in him and he is in us, then we also have the strength to overcome it because we are automatically of him and he is automatically of us. And he showed us that we can. He didn't come here to show us, well, you know what? You can't do it. You ain't going to do it. Nah, forget about it. That's why I put myself on the cross. I'm going to do it for you. Well, yes, technically, yes. This is true. But we also need to help that. We also need to push that. Yes, he died for our sins. If he died, yes, so we can live. Yes, of course, amen. I say amen to that. But you have to understand. He also illustrated it. He also showed us that when he got tempted and he overcame it, he resisted, he did not give into it. That was an illustration for us today to know that if he could overcome it, so can we. Because we are in him and he is in us. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's the setting, and that's what I have to say tonight. So praise God. Tonight's word was about temptation and how can we overcome temptation. Praise God and amen. So I'm going to take some calls. I'm going to open up the lines. I want to say God bless you all for coming in. If anybody has a question, comment, prayer, or something they'd like to also share on what was shared tonight, please, God bless you. Press number one on your keypad. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to 316-796. God bless you, caller. You're on air.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Can you hear me?
Hello? I can
hear
you
now,
sister. God bless you. Yeah.
God bless you. How are you?
Good.
God bless you. Good.
God bless you, too. Is that you, Sister Dinah?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, God bless you, Mother Paige. It's been a long time I don't hear your voice.
Oh,
How
yeah.
How are you?
Yes, I said I have to call in tonight. I have to Amen. Call in. It's been too long. I just want to pray for everybody. Thank the Lord that we could fellowship on this line and pray for everybody to, you know, have a beautiful Christmas and enjoy in the Lord with this Christmas. So everybody could be touched by the Lord and remember what Christmas is about. That's what we need to do, to focus on that. And, you know, and focus, you know, who's God. And we have to ourselves to take ourselves from, instead of sinning and talking bad about people, we could talk about Lord Jesus Christ. We could focus on those things. To hold the Lord in our hands, that's where we belong. We need the Lord. We can't live without him.
Amen. That's right.
I ain't been to church in a couple of weeks, but I still keep my Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. He's always there, and I thank him for that. Glory goes to him, and, you know, he takes care of my family. I love him. Is nothing more can be more happier in my life with the Lord. I'm very happy. I'm very pleased. I got a little testimony. Donatello and
Praise
his family
God.
Is back. I brought them back and the kids. They're here right
Amen.
Two blocks.
Sister Dinah, we lost you.
I'm still on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, turn this off for a minute. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. Maybe my phone is on low ring. Let me check that. No, it's fine. But like I said, Donatello is not far from me. He's three blocks. Him and his little wife is happy. The kids are happy. They're here, and they're not going back no more. They sold everything they had there to leave from there and come home. In Jesus' name, I thank you so much for that. Glory goes to my
Praise
God. He's
God.
Big. Yes, Kareel Dillai. Pride, pride, Angelus Papa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Baro Sandevla. You know, whatever you want
yes.
the Lord, you ask Him, He will help you.
Amen.
Just ask.
Amen.
So, you know.
Well, praise God.
Thing.
I'm glad that they're back. Amen. I
oh,
can take
yes.
them off the prayer list now. That's
Amen.
One answered
Hallelujah.
Prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep, that's answered prayer in Jesus' name. Answered prayer.
Praise
prayer.
God.
Ricky's hand is all
yes.
well. Ricky's
all
well.
Good,
in his hand. He hurts
joy.
Every now and then. He
Does
hurts
he?
Now and then, but you know what? He could move his own hand. He could eat with his hand. That's another
good.
Blessed prayer from the Lord. You know, it's a miracle.
Yes.
These are miracles.
Yes.
For us,
oh,
miracles.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
It's all for His
but
glory,
But I want
Dinah.
You to put me on that prayer list. Sister, my foot mm-hmm. is killing me. I can't walk.
Wow.
I don't know if it's gout. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I went to the hospital. They put a big boot on me. I took it off, and I'm just bought
mm-hmm.
a different pair of shoes and trying to walk. So,
well, with the Lord healing, don't worry.
Oh,
you're fine.
Yes. I am. I trust my God. We have an awesome God.
Praise
we serve an awesome God.
Yes.
Naikwani.
Amen.
Naikanchi Sarodil. So, how's
yes.
Barney doing?
Good. Good. Praise God.
Good.
Praise God.
Thank
doing
you, Jesus.
Doing good. Everybody's blessed.
A couple of weeks ago, I tried to get on, and me and Barney was talking, and the phone went crazy. It went off.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. It was really, really shaky.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you came on tonight. Amen. I'm
yes,
glad. The
I'm
Lord made
happy.
A way that you could bring your testimonies
oh,
and
yes,
give Him
my
glory.
Testimonies. Yes. I have one prayer
okay.
that I want you to put in, and I want you mean
mm-hmm.
business. Gina, she needs marriage. Gina needs marriage. God help her.
Amen.
She needs marriage. Pray for all the kids in Jesus' name. Pray for us all. We all need prayer.
I surely will, sister. I surely will. Praise
but
God.
But put that Gina on that prayer list, girl.
You got it. You got it. She'll be right there at the top of the list, Ava.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. He answers all our prayers.
Will you tell Ricky, our brother Ricky, that I asked about him? Tell him, like, God bless
I
him
will.
And we love him in the Lord. All right, sister. God bless.
Yep. God bless.
Amen. We're going to go to our next caller. We're going to take all the prayers, and then I'm just going to pray over them one time. So 832-718. God bless you. You're on air.
God bless you, Nancy.
Well, God bless you, Sister Marie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just want to pray that getting very bad attacks for the full armor of God to be upon me and like something strange is going on, and I just want to pray for God's mighty favor in His hand to stop all these attacks, what's going on in my household and towards me. The family.
Amen, sister. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, why don't you sit with me real tight, and I'm going to pray. But before I go into prayer, I would like to ask anybody else, please press number 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you up on board if you need a prayer or if you have a testimony or a question or a comment. Just press number 1, and I'll bring you up on air. God bless you. Before I go into prayer. All right. Well, let us pray. Let us pray for Sister Dinah. We're going to pray for Sister Marie. And then we also have a few prayer requests. Bob Thompson is in the hospital. I'm just going to be confessing them out loud, and then we're going to pray over these prayers. Bob Thompson needs prayer for healing. Nancy for healing from broken heart. And I believe there was one. Oh, yes. What was the gentleman's name off of Instagram? Oh, Lord. His wife, Sylvia, has passed away. And for the Lord just to heal him and mend him and to shape him in the name of Jesus. And we're just going to lift up now all the other prayers, Marie. So stand in the gap with me since you're here. God bless you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, before I even pray this prayer tonight, Father, I ask, Lord, for forgiveness. I pray, Lord, that if I've said anything, Lord, or done anything, Father God, that was not pleasing to you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your mercy and your grace would fall upon me, Father. I plead your mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, tonight I lift up Dinah, I lift up Ricky, I lift up Gina, Father God. I pray over Gina, Lord, and I ask, Lord, that if it is your will, Father, let it be done upon her, Father God. I pray, Lord, that if it is meant for her to be married, then, Lord, you bless her, Father, with a good partner, someone that is like her, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that this partner would be Christian, Father God, and, Lord, that they would be put together by your hand in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray and I thank you, Lord, I give you glory, honor, and praise for this time, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for Ricky's healing, Father God. I thank you, Lord, in advance for Dinah's healing in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray tonight, Father God, that, Lord, that you would just bring her peace, Father, healing, Lord, joy, Father God. Father, I pray and I just ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would just flow through her household, Father God, and through her family in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father God, that your will, Lord, will be done upon all your people, Father God. And these seasons, Father God, I lift up right now in the name of Jesus, Marie, Father God, and I pray right now, Lord, that this storm, Father God, that she's going through, I pray, Father, that you would just calm the storms down, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will be with her, Father God, and that, Lord, that you will open her eyes, Father God, and let her see, Father God, what you want her to see. I pray, Lord, that she will be taught through this test and through this storm, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will shape her and mold her, Lord, through her storm, Father God, and through these testings, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, for healing, Father, to be upon Bobby from the top, from the down to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Lord, for mending of the broken heart, Father God, for whoever lost the loved one, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would shape them, mold them, Father God, and mend, Lord, what is broken inside of them, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would remove their pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight, Father. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord, that we've received tonight, Father. I pray, Lord, that your word, Father God, will intervene and plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we will all bear good fruit in you, Lord, as your word, Father God, becomes a lamp unto our feet in the name of Jesus, Father God. Today, Father God, I pray for all your children, Father God. I pray, Lord, that Father, that you will supply their needs, Father, not their wants, Father, but just their needs, Father, and get them through, Father God, these days, Father God. But I pray tonight, Lord, for a special anointing, Lord, upon this ministry, upon all your people, Father God, that, Lord, that blessings will overcome, and, Father, that the gates of heaven will open, Lord, and that you will overflow each and every cup in the name of Jesus, Father, physically, financially, spiritually, mentally, Father God. Father, if it is your will, Lord, let your will be done, Father, and not of our own, Lord. I pray tonight, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, courage, guidance, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, that, Father God, that you would just lead us and guide us and show us the way, Father God. Tonight, Father, we want to see what you want us to see. Tonight, Father, we want to know what you want us to know. Open our eyes, Lord. We pray, Father God, for discernment, Lord. We pray, Father God, to be more into your presence. We pray tonight, Lord, that no temptation, Father God, will come against us or toward us, Father. But, Lord, that we will be strong enough, Father, to fight these temptations of this world. To be strong enough, Lord, that we can fight the devil and fight these battles, Father God. But, Lord, with only your strength, only your power, and only your authority, Father God, to be upon us in the name of Jesus, Lord. But I pray tonight, Lord, for my Aunt Elizabeth. I pray tonight, Father God, that this cancer will be gone. Lord, I ask, Father God, humbly, Lord, that you would wash her and cleanse her, Lord, from this cancer, Father. That, Lord, she will be healed in the name of Jesus, Father. But, Lord, let it be only for your glory and your glory only, Father. Not by our glory, not by our hands, Lord, but only your hand, Lord. Only your will to be done, Father, upon her. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And I just ask, devil, that you will just lead us and show us the way, Father. And, Lord, I pray that whoever has fear, whoever has doubt, whoever has worry, I pray, Father, that you would give them strength, that they can conquer these fears and conquer these doubts and conquer these worries for the bill. But I pray, Father, that they will have a spirit of courage and a spirit of ambition and a spirit of wisdom and knowledge, Father. But only allow it to be from your hands, Father. We pray to you, Lord. And I ask, Father, that the gates of heaven tonight, Lord, will open. And that my voice, Father, will be a sweet, sweet sound to your ears, Lord, as I pray this prayer to you, Father. And I ask, Lord, that only your will to be done, Father God, because it is only you that knows best and what is needed and what is right and what is wrong, Father. Because it is only by you, Father, you know every strand of hair on our head, Father God. So, Lord, whatever is right, Father, allow it to be right. But, Father God, whatever is wrong, Father, I ask you, Lord, just to do what you do best. We are allowing you, Lord, to be who you are in our lives, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for tonight.
Yes,
and I thank
Lord.
You, Father God, because I glorify you. I praise your name. And I worship you, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that you would just keep using me. Use me, Father. I want to be used. Lord, it is an honor to be used by you and to serve you, Father. I love you, Lord. And I always praise you with every last breath in me, Father. In Jesus' precious holy name, I pray. And we all say amen, amen, and so
be it. Amen, amen. Glory goes to God.
I thank the Lord. And I want to say God bless all of you for coming in and to hearing this word. Like I said last week, and I'm going to say it again, we have many, many battles ahead of us that we must fight and that we are going to be against. There will be many, many battles. There will be many, many trials. And there will be many, many storms that we're going to face. But we must have our armor on at all times. We must try to remain in spirit and not in the flesh. You are not going to fight back in the flesh. You're only going to be able to fight in your spirit. You will only be able to fight with the power of God. So that is our sharing for tonight. And I want to say God bless you all. I love you all in the love of the Lord. And may the Lord bring you peace, joy, happiness, and laughter. And may everybody get through these days. And I'm going to say amen and amen. We are here 3 days out of the week. God bless you. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Please do not forget. Do not hesitate. We start at 10 o'clock Central Time. 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific. I do have one more call, I believe. Praise God. It is 405-602. God bless you. You are on air, caller.
Yes, God bless you. Your name is Nancy?
Yes, it is. My name is Nancy. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, Nancy. You touch my heart, too.
You touched my heart so much.
God bless you. Lord. You got a very great gift from the Lord. And God is using you for people. And we need you. We need you. Is this the first time you came on the prayer line? I just seen it on the Instagram, and I prayed all day today for a prayer line.
Love.
And I put it on just a few minutes of when you popped up. And God knows how much
amen.
I need it just tonight. I'm amen. From Oklahoma. I'm Kathy. I'm Kathy.
Hello, I'm Kathy. Oklahoma God bless you, Mother Pay. God bless you.
Yes.
And I'm glad you did come on. And all of this is what you're feeling is the spirit of God, Mother Pay. Nothing is from
God
me.
Is using you so perfect. God is using you so
beautifully.
Now, there were
God.
A lot of prayer lines that I'm on, but you touch my heart so much. I usually don't press one. I listen. But tonight, it was so beautiful. I give the glory to God. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Praise
yes,
God.
I know Dinah. She's in Wichita, right?
She was. Now she's in Dallas.
Yeah, now she's in Dallas. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
I know. God bless her.
Well, we've been on the
God
radio.
God bless all your callers,
Nancy.
God bless
well,
all
God
your
bless
callers.
You.
God bless you, your family. You're very much anointed from the Lord. And keep it up. Is this the first time you've been on the prayer line?
No. No, this radio's been on for, I'm going to say, give or take, close to 3 years now. Almost.
You've been on 3 years. Wow.
Almost, yes, ma'am. Praise God.
You
amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You have other girls that help you, Nancy?
Yes, actually, I have Sister Judy and Sister Raquel that comes on with me every Wednesday. Us sisters share the Word of God on Wednesdays. Then we have the Watchman on Monday, and then we have Brother Barney on Fridays.
Okay, so Monday, Wednesdays,
and Fridays. Fridays.
And Friday. So 4 days out of
yes,
the week.
Ma'am. No, 3 days.
Wow. No, I was on your prayer line before, but I didn't hear you. I
oh,
didn't
you
hear
must have
you.
Been on when Brother Barney was sharing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard you. I heard you, girls. But you wasn't. You're beautiful. You're beyond. You are blessed. Keep it up, Nancy. You're so. We need you.
Oh, God bless you. It is all for the
we
glory of the Lord.
Need you so much. I said, Del to Del, my Zorta, because you're helping people, you're helping the women.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you. God bless
the
you.
From the Lord.
Amen.
So, okay, now Wednesdays, Thursdays, and.
No, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If you're following me on Instagram, you will see every time
uh-huh.
I will put up the post what days we go on.
Okay, well, all right. Make sure to
yeah.
post it a lot. This is the first time I've seen it on the Instagram. But I got
wow.
your number, and I'll call on Wednesdays and Thursdays
yes.
and all of that. Your Judy, Nancy, that's very beautiful. You're so blessed. You touch my heart, Judy. Judy, I just got out of the hospital yesterday. I stood in the
mm-hmm.
hospital 4 days. I just had an anxiety. I stood a little while. I got out, but I'm all right.
Amen.
And I'm alone. I live alone in my apartment, but my sisters are here, my nieces. There was about 10 of houses here. But I stay home. I stay home a lot. But I'm originally from Florida. And I want you to pray
mm-hmm.
for one of my boys. He's in jail.
No
not
problem.
For nothing bad. He drives the cars with DUI. But he always goes in jail because he's not supposed to drive. And then Zendaya catches
oh.
him and puts him in jail. Yes.
Kathy,
Nancy,
can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
God bless you. We are running like out of time. I have like maybe 30 seconds. If you
okay.
actually can Instagram me, Kathy, but I will definitely keep him in prayer. I will, I promise you.
Okay.
And I will leave my, if you Instagram me, I will give you my number, and then we could talk better on the phone. Amen? Yep,
well, you got
go.
My
You're
number?
Cut off.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to text, you know, everything. But if you have
my number,
just, can you?
I will.
If you call me to, call me tomorrow, Nancy.
I will.
And I
want
to talk to you. And I have a lot of girls. I have my sisters, my niece. There's 12 girls here, 12 houses that I want to give them the number.
Well, praise God. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. My sister got cancer too. She's got cancer. They wanted to give her the chemo, but then she said that she don't want to take the chemo because her hair is going to fall off. And they gave her the pill now because they made a pill now for chemo. And,
well, Kathy, we're gonna get cut off. I want to
yeah,
say
we're gonna
goodnight.
Get cut
God
off.
Bless
Why
you
call
all?
Me tomorrow, Nancy? Please, you got my number, baby.
I will.
Call me at a good time tomorrow on your